Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update from Signature Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGU and on the OTCQB under the symbol SGGTF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Robert Vallès. Just to remind everybody, Signature Resources is focused at the Lingman Lake Gold Project. This is in Ontario. It was really a discovery from back in the 40s, and now the company is taking a new look at this asset, which does have a historic resource, not 43-101 compliant, but I understand the company is moving forward with essentially updating this resource. It is going to be an initial resource that is 43-101 compliant. That all comes off the back of a March 9th news release where the company announced a closing of an oversubscribed private placement for just short of $2.5 million and the engagement of Wood Canada to complete this initial mineral resource estimate. Robert, let's start there. When it comes to issuing this resource, using a lot of this old data to come out with this initial resource, how is this going to be used as a stepping stone for the company, please?
Well, first of all, good day, Corey, and thank you for hosting me again. You summarized that very well. The data that we have compiled and continue to compile and are working with Wood Canada on now to develop that initial 43-101 compliant resource will serve really as a backbone to a reinterpretation of what we have in terms of the approach to growing this through the drill bit in terms of tightening that pending resource, expanding upon it, you know, with surrounding on strike targets and all around actually the historical resource. We've got high potential targets identified. So this will really set the stage for us to focus the balance of our 2022 work on three things, two at Lingman Lake. The two at Lingman Lake being following those recommendations and guidelines that come out of the 43-101 that's pending in terms of next steps for growth of the Lingman Lake deposit and tightening that. We'll be focused on that. That will certainly include substantive drilling that we're aiming to conduct throughout the balance of the year as well, based on that. So that information will help us vector in and tighten those activities, but also continue with our step-out drilling program around this existing discovery to exemplify with the intent of growing the gold system that we believe is much larger than was initially delineated. The third item is really the regional exploration efforts. Throughout last year, as I've noted a few times and through our press releases, we have completed a substantive amount of regional exploration, data collection and interpretation. Out of that, we now have over doubled the number of high potential regional targets we have. So our plan continuing into 2022 and throughout will be to take the next steps with the regional efforts to put boots on the ground and do ground-based geophysics, add another layer of data there, which we then expect to guide us in terms of test drilling these high potential targets. So those three items is really what we're focused on this year. And two of them at Lingman Lake, as I've said, will be certainly rooted in and standing on the foundation of this pending 43-101 initial resource estimation.
So, Robert, now that your team put in all that heavy lifting work to go through some of this old data and update everything into your own models, are you taking a different look at this Lingman Lake project than people did back in the 40s when this discovery was initially made?
We are indeed. That is the root of the paradigm shift that's taken place with our strategy, this Q1 coming into 2022 from this data, is that the old timers and was typical of what you'd see throughout the Abitibi, Timmins, Kirkland Lake and so forth and into Quebec was this near surface, small tonnage, high grade underground type of operation. Historically, we've reinterpreted that now, obviously, to be from surface down to, you know, 200 or 300 meters, a view of it as an open pit or pittable resource. And so by looking at it through that lens, The data is presented to us in a very different way. Of course, the high-grade component that's been communicated and has been packaged, that 234,000 ounces at 7 grams, is there. But there's a lot more going on within and around that than was initially interpreted. And that's the shift. And of course, you know, when you apply modern thinking to this in terms of extraction mining, we certainly wouldn't be looking, or anyone wouldn't, to be starting an underground mine right at surface. With a deposit like this that presents itself right to surface in a significant manner, you would be looking first at sort of a starter pit scenario. And that's exactly what we're doing and proceeding with.
Okay, so taking a different look, we've seen other companies do this with some historic work and being able to delineate some big assets. What size footprint are you looking at right now? I realize it's still early on, but in terms of big picture size and scale here, what is some of the strike lengths that you can share with us in terms of resource size and some of the potential growth from there?
We've communicated in the past, quite clearly that we know this is an orogenic or mesothermal deposit that we've discovered. With that, we know these things run kilometers deep, kilometers on strike, usually have multiple parallel stacked zones, if you will. And in our case, you know, we know we have high grade zones anywhere from 2 to 20 meters thick stacked. But that's all right now within a package of about 600 to 700 meters east-west strike, 300 meters north-south, and only 180 meters deep. It's just incredible what we're seeing within that bubble. But with that said, we are targeting and expect, and from the data we've collected so far and the indications from it, that this is a much larger gold system, meaning the 600, 700 meter strike that we have, we're looking at, you know, potentially extending that, or at least targeting to do so, at least that same amount to the west as well as to the east. We already have communicated that there was a historic drill hole and some work done east of this discovery towards our claim boundary to the east. It's about 600 meters away, and it intersected what we call the north zone back then. So we know this system continues. And to depth, we've began testing that last fall. The drill results you see that came out of that and the assay results continue to confirm that, yes, this thing is marching to depth as well. So in terms of scale, we're expecting this to be significantly larger than what we've started with. And the first steps to this is to get a solid understanding of exactly what we have in our hands today, so that moving forward in terms of moving the growth ahead, both on strike and at depth and so forth at Lingman Lake, we want to make sure we've got a good interpretation, geologic understanding of that, so that every drill hole, every meter that we put into the ground has a very specific and focused purpose towards growth.
Okay, let's also quickly touch on that financing. As I mentioned, it was oversubscribed. You guys raised just short of $2.5 million. How much of that money is going to help to complete that resource? What do you think the budget could be for this year in terms of future drilling, moving the company forward after this resource is announced?
The financing we just closed was very well received. We're very pleased with not only our valued existing shareholders, but inviting new ones as well, significant investors during that financing. That funding was targeted to bring us through this transition period, if you will, where we're developing this 43-101 through the efforts of Wood and working with them to support them towards and out towards the end of Q2 and starting into Q3 is really that time period that we financed. Beyond that, clearly our plan is to continue to drill and grow what we have in terms of a resource, expand and step out, expand that gold system, if you will, define a much larger footprint. The extent of that obviously will depend on these results that come out from the 43-101, the market's reaction to that. And based on that market reaction, we'll be proceeding accordingly in terms of seeking to fund ourselves then for the balance of this year and support the work that we know we want to accomplish.
All right, Robert, not much more to cover here. You guys are moving forward with this resource, which is going to be the initial resource estimate, and then into some drilling later this year with this new understanding of what is possible at this Lingman Lake Gold Project. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Robert regarding any of the work planned for this year, any of the historical work at the Lingman Lake Project, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you, and I'll be bringing Robert back on to cover some more news as we get closer to that resource estimate. Robert, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey. You too, and I look forward to our next talk.